Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, let's think of Jesus as the life giver. John chapter 1, verse 4, before we begin to follow Jesus through the Gospels, we are looking at his person. And John tells us, in Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. In the Greek language, two words are translated life. A word named bios refers to natural mortal life. We get the word biology from it. In today's passage, John uses the second word, zoe. It means divine, immortal, eternal life. And this is the life that's found in Jesus. Jesus is the life giver, the one who breathed into man the breath of life. He gives us physical life. As our sacrifice, the one who provided the way to have peace with God, he gives us spiritual life. As our Savior, the one who built the bridge from death to life and was the first to cross it, he gives us eternal life. In his first letter, John explains life in Jesus this way. He says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John 5:11 and 12. It is that simple, and that it is that simple and that eternally profound. Jesus is the life giver. So thank you, Lord, for leaving heaven and dying for my sin in order that I can have eternal life. Thank you for being my creator. Thank you for being my sacrifice. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for giving me life now and life eternal. Thank you in your name. Amen.